One of the rules of success is to have a prosperity attitude. Come to work to prosper. Do not, like you've been told, come to work to work. You don't want to go to work to work. You want to go to work to prosper. You want to go into your relationships to prosper. You want to go with your friends out to prosper, to do well. The only thing that comes from hard work and effort is a broken back. Come to work to prosper. There's a lot of false data, folks, that you've been living with, and one of them is hard work. Focus on prosperity, you get prosperity. Focus on hard work, and you get hard work. What you show up for, what you go into attention with, is what you get. Too many good people that you know work hard and never prosper. In fact, masses of people work hard for those that will prosper, because the prosperity thinker ends up prospering and has abundance in their life, and the hard worker works for the prosperity thinker. Come to work to prosper. All decisions that you make in your life should be for the greatest good of the most people. And that's a prospering idea. All decisions you make should be about prospering to increasing flow, cash flow, friend flow, business flow, client flow. All activities should be about increasing flow in your life abundantly with prosperity to improving your lifestyle for you, your friends, your community, for your business and others. So bring the commitment and decision to have prosperity in all your affairs, in relationships, with business, clients, friends, in all areas, bring prosperity. You get what you focus on. You know that to be true. Go for prosperity, learn about prosperity, read about how much there is rather than how little there is. You know, most people believe that there's lack. Masses, millions and millions of people on this planet believe there's not enough to go around. And the truth is, there's more than enough to go around. Most people in business worry about the competition, underselling themselves. They don't see prosperity. They don't see abundance. They worry about the one competitor 10 miles away or a block away, rather than see the limitless abundance in their universe. So what do? They miss the opportunity. They miss the abundance by focusing on the competition. Do you know there's enough money on this planet? Enough money on this planet for every human being to have $1 billion in net worth. Are you getting yours? If you're not, it's because you think in terms of hard work and limits, not prosperity. Look at the ocean out here behind me. Endless energy. It never stops. Go out there and get as much of it as you want. How many buckets can you take? Will there still be plenty of ocean? Absolutely. Look at the sky behind me. Is there plenty of sky? See prosperity around you, folks. I fill my yard up with palm trees and flowers. You know, it costs money to do that, but you know what? It reminds me that there's prosperity in my life. My refrigerator is filled with fruits and vegetables. There's a bowl of vegetables this big, a salad about this deep. I can go in there anytime and make a salad for myself with no effort. It reminds me of prosperity and abundance. I eat ice cream every once in a while. Refrigerator's loaded with ice cream. I come from Louisiana where they do a sausage there that most of you would never eat, okay? I got 30 pounds of it in my refrigerator. I want prosperity in my life, so I remind myself by surrounding myself with it. Look how much money's in the marketplace. Count how many people own homes, have cars, pay their gas bills every month, and buy clothes. See prosperity everywhere you go and have it for yourself. Look at how much life there is around you. Look how many living beings there are around you. Look how many people consume oxygen every day, and our planet continues to go on. How many relationships do you know that work? That's right. Don't focus on the ones that don't work. Let's focus on the prosperity in relationships. You know, Grant, 50% of all marriages end in divorce. Man, that's a negative attitude. What about the ones that work? If the planet focused on the ones that work, on how many people do pay their bills, on how much money there is in the universe, how good the economy truly is, how many people do get along, and the fact that most people get along, then we'd all have the attitude of prosperity and we'd all have a lot more. So rather than worrying about everybody right now, let's worry about getting your head right. How many people are nice to you every day compared to how many people are not nice to you? How many people cut you off in traffic today? One, two? How many people did you pass? Thousands. See the abundance in your life. See the prosperity. See the prosperity. Do not see the limits. Work for prosperity. Don't go to work to work. Go to work to prosper. You want to share these ideas with your kids and with your spouse. You want to create a lifetime of prosperity and abundance in your life. Make an agreement with all the people close to you that you love, your friends, your family, your church, with the business associates. to claim prosperity in your life, folks. It's there for you. Go to work to prosper. Do not go to work to work. Have the attitude of abundance. Surround yourself with prosperity, whether it's loading up your refrigerator or filling your yard up with flowers. You know, 4 times a year I have new flowers put in my yard. Absolutely, it costs money, but you know what? There's plenty of money on the planet. And when I run out of money, all I do is show up with a good attitude and somebody else gives me more money. You'll end up dying with more money than you need. That's prosperity right there. For those of you worried about your gas bill and your water bill and your house bill and your car payment, you know, you're worried about getting enough money to pay for your groceries, what you need to do is have the attitude of prosperity rather than the attitude of lack. As long as you focus on too little to go around, that's what you'll have. As long as you start focusing on the idea of prosperity, prosperity with my clients, with business, with employees, with opportunities, with air, with ocean, with life, with good people, then that's what you'll get in your life, and you'll live the life of a successful person with prosperity surrounding you. So have prosperity in your life.